If it has a score, we cover it more. From football to lacrosse, hockey to baseball, we've got what you want. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
And we are off to the races. Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Episode 197 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. I'm the host, Rod Peterson. The co-host is here, Darren DuPont. Hi, Dupes.
Good morning.
This is not Tennessee Titans television, although you would think by our... We didn't even coordinate this morning.
Not a chance.
Clearly.
I'm like, it's Friday, I'm going to wear the track pants and the Titans hoodie here. And
we look like the athletic therapist staff for the Tennessee Titans today.
Yeah.
That's what we look like.
Yeah.
Ready to talk football, though. That's perfect. Right out of the chute. We got a lot of things to get to. Hopefully these boys are working on a set of earbuds for me. You see that I have the earphones. I'm not going to wear them over my head. We did a recovery hour show last night, a show on anxiety and stress management amid the coronavirus pandemic, and the headphones somewhere have gotten lost.
Yeah, well,
the earbuds.
Show last night.
And I would run out to my car and get my Apple headphones, but guess what? Thanks to Steve Jobs, they don't fit in every other headphone jack in the world. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That really ticks me off.
Isn't that a... Yeah. That ticks a lot of people off.
Anyways, Lynch is laughing over there, and can we start with that?
Yes, please.
We might as well. Before we get to our other guests here on Football Friday today on the Rod Peterson Show and our Magnificent Seven show topics, which will probably take a while to get through between you and I. We're here in the bunker, just you and me. John Frenzy's here, and... It's going to be a fun show with Frenzy. He's sitting right now on the sponsor's couch amid donuts, and he's a happy guy right now watching the show. He seemed genuinely shocked that anybody might have any issues whatsoever with him being on the program.
Right, he couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. John, and you should know this, John, like, it wasn't even a question. It was... Well, John's not coming in Friday, so what are we doing Friday?
Right.
It was, John's not allowed to come in Friday, so what are we doing Friday? And he wasn't taking no for an answer.
Right.
So he's here.
Did we have that right, Lynch?
That's kind of it.
That's right.
So, yeah, 6 feet. He's in a bubble. John's in a bubble.
Well, he's not in a bubble, but
not a technical bubble.
I've spoken with his family. It's John's decision to be here today. People will have their opinions on whether or not he should be, but that's strictly all that they are, their opinions. He's an 82-year-old man. He can speak for himself, make his own decisions. And I'll get into more of this a little later on when John joins us, because you and him aren't going to be on at the same time.
Correct.
You're going to vacate. We're going to sterilize that chair to the best of our ability, and then Frenzy will be in here for the rest of the show. It reminds me a little bit of my dad smuggling a handgun into the seniors' home that he was living in. You know that story, right, Lynch?
Yeah, that's funny.
Anybody that's 80-plus thinks that's funny. Anybody in my family doesn't.
Concerned.
My dad smuggled a handgun into the seniors' home that he was staying in the late stages of his life. And my dad's not with us anymore, obviously, but he says, I'm over 80 years old. I can do what I want. Look at Lynch over there. I told it at his funeral, so I'm not telling any stories out of school, but he just didn't see a problem with that.
Was it to shoot the birds?
Yeah. Well, protection, probably. So this is a little different. The point is, that was wrong. This isn't necessarily. This is John's decision to be here, and we're glad to have him here. But we've consulted with his family. We're all on board.
You got to protect the cranberry brand bar at the counter at the
right.
At the breakfast nook at the seniors' home.
So on this Football Friday today, I'll read some comments as we roll from Tim in Kansas. He says, under house arrest, stay safe in the true north. Tim, you stay safe. We'll stay safe. We're doing, I think, the best that we can to do that. Chime in along the way. We've lost most of the comments on our normal Facebook wall, so I'm at the mercy of Clark, our producer. Whatever he puts up on the screen is what I will read. Jason Wall writes in. He says, hello from Winnipeg. Hello, Winnipeg. Are we on TSN 1290 yet? Are we?
We're working on it.
Okay. We want to be on TSN 1290. Right, Lynch?
Absolutely. It's a must.
It's a must, John said. They love John Frenzy in Winnipeg. We just have to convince Winnipeg of that.
Yeah.
On this Football Friday, Ryan Marushak checking in from Saskatoon, the longtime hockey executive known as Shaq. Jason Bicek checking in from Red Deer. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. It's fuel for our soul. Everybody's checking in this morning for coffee. And you mentioned the recovery hour. I trampled over you when you said what a good show it was. It was a great show last night. We had what I believe is the best mental health advocate and counselor in the country, Rand Teedon, with us. And he talked about sticking to your routine. Sticking to your routine makes you feel safe amid an otherwise uncertain time. Not necessarily an unsafe time, but an uncertain time. And I do think, how many times have I said turning on ESPN, get up in the morning, just makes me feel good?
Yes.
And I feel like, I've been saying that for months, I feel like that's hopefully what we're providing for our viewers.
Yeah, you know what? That's so true. Where does it come when you break the routine? I've had this kind of question for a little while. So get up is part of your routine.
Yep.
Does it throw your day off if you miss it? And you're like, oh.
No, that's...
So the people who get tied into the routine, because it's happened, right? Where I'll sit there and wanting to be a morning person, the clock's set at 5 a.m., 5:30, 5:30, and then all of a sudden, one day I'll wake up at like 7:30, which is still a pretty good start to the day, and I'll be like, that day's ruined, because I missed it. I wanted to get up at 5 and do this and do this and do this, and now the day's ruined, and because your routine's thrown off.
Well, I hope, listen, you should have asked that question last night on the recovery hour, because we're supposed to be talking sports here today, but if I may, as someone regarded as a mental health professional, everything's here. You understand? Everything's here. So if you think you blew your day because you woke up at a wrong time, that's your problem, because it's not. And an example of that is I do actually pray every morning as a man of faith. And I haven't forgotten a long time. But for those that, you know, they'll say, oh, it's 10:30 in the morning. I forgot to pray. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. My day's shot because I forgot. Just do it at the time. Start your day over. If you're having a bad day, start your day over.
Reset button.
I like it. Yes, it actually works. No charge. Okay. Our football guest today, the CFL on TSN's Dave Naylor is going to be with us. Dave's had a lot of information on where the CFL's at right now amid the coronavirus pandemic. Can't wait to talk to Nails. BC Lions offensive line coach Kelly Bates will be joining us from the left coast. Just for spits and giggles, the voice of the Regina Pats, Phil Andrews, simply because we love him, and he's sitting at his home, self-isolating, family-isolating, isolating as a family at his palatial East Regina home. So Phil will join us. Hopefully you'll be around for that. Yeah, I think it's later on in the show that Clark has him booked for. And we're actually working on and hoping to hear back from Bryant Mitchell of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He just re-signed with the Buccaneers, wide receiver. He's been on the show before. It was actually just before Super Bowl that he was on. I went back and looked up the interview this morning. Why not go to Tampa Bay? They're kind of the center of the football universe right now from a football perspective, which leads me into our Magnificent Seven show topics for this Football Friday today. And if I may, thank you, Clark, for putting this up. Check-in Friday. We've had check-ins from Cornack, Saskatchewan, Cochrane, Alberta, Saskatoon, Ottawa, Ontario, Kansas. Is that Kansas City, Missouri, or the state of Kansas? Do we have to ask Trump on that? You love... Melfort, Saskatchewan, Victoria, Winnipeg, Red Deer, Glendale, Arizona, Priestville. Hey, Las Vegas, where are you at?
Wake up.
Get out of bed, Vegas. We're on the air.
It's not like you were partying last night.
No, they weren't. Continue to check in, please, if you don't mind. Let us know where you're at and let us know if you're safe, please. St. Paul, Alberta, thank you, Don Degelman, for checking in from the home of Rachel Homan. So, show topics. Number one, it's official. Tom Brady to Tampa Bay. They signed the deal this morning. This will be a recurring theme through our show topics today, okay? Tom posted a photo to all his social media channels with the quote that nobody cares what you did last year or what you did in the past in pro football. Sad but true.
Yep.
So, how do we feel about TB to TB?
You know what? Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's good for football. I think it's good for Tom to get a chance to go out. And it's great for Tampa Bay. I mean, Tampa Bay is the biggest winner in all of it. They're the biggest winner because, you know, so often we've seen the comparables lately of Tom and the Buccaneers. And Tom has had way more success in 20 years than the Buccaneers as a franchise have had in 44. Made the playoffs more times, greater winning percentage, yep, more wins, all these stats.
Six times as many Super Bowls.
Yeah. And so that's pretty interesting. But it's just, it adds a shot of credibility to the Buccaneers. It adds a shot of, you know, marketability to the whole football team and the organization and football in Southern Florida. So that's really exciting. And, you know, for Tom, it's not a huge risk because there's some pretty big weapons there. It'll be interesting to see how well they protect him along the offensive line, but the defense is sneaky good. They're working on getting them a little bit better, maybe at the draft, but they're underrated. So they have a chance to really make some noise, but I want to be cautious about everybody anointing them yet. It's all of a sudden the highly potent Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, we were doing that with the Cleveland Browns in the last offseason, and they didn't put it together. That doesn't just happen overnight. That's coaching, that's, you know, your front office staff, that's culture, and that's what they had in New England, so they could do that on a dime. Do they have that in Tampa? I don't know.
Yeah, but it sure is fun anointing him.
It is
right?
Fun.
That's their problem to deal with.
Can we, Michelle, pivot our trip now from Miami to Tampa?
Oh, yeah.
Or can we?
Probably. I still want to go to Miami.
Is Tampa on the list of teams to visit?
It's all
Miami.
About abundance. Let's go to both.
Right.
We want both. That's how you think, right?
Right. It is.
That's a lot of time on point one, and that's fine. This, by the way, is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. And we'll be talking a lot about Flooring Superstore today. I was there yesterday to check on the boys and girls over there. They're mostly guys. And they're open. For the time being, Flooring Superstore doing business, trying to do what's best for their employees. However, Trent and Rhonda Dickin are in self-quarantine from their recent trip to Florida. So self-isolation. So good morning to the Dickens. We love you like the Dickens. That's the truth. We say it every day.
Every day.
Flooring Superstore is presenting the rollout. Point two, this is interesting. Adam Schefter is calling it the LeBron effect. You've seen this.
Yes.
All kinds of free agents are ringing up the Buccaneers saying, we want to sign because of Tom. We want to play with Tom. We see it. I've seen it in the broadcast industry where people want to go to a place because of a certain personality. It's the same thing. It's a thing.
Yep.
The LeBron effect can't be new. The concept of that.
The concept, no. It's the concept of influence, right? Everybody wants to go to the party because so-and-so's there. That's been going on forever.
Right.
But now, you know, it's become this
FOMO
thing in social media, and now in this world of communication in sports with teams, it's kind of the LeBron effect because he's the first real athlete to start building super teams, right? Him and his buddies go here and then create a new group of friends who are going to play together and we go here. Yeah, it's been happening at parties for years, and now it's happening in sports.
And the latest is in Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. Now, point three of the Magnificent Seven show topics. By the way, we had a... it just went by. A guy wrote in from Weldon, Saskatchewan, checking in. Can you throw that back up, guys, real quickly? I'm sorry. Here it is from William Works. He says, hi from Weldon, Saskatchewan. It's snuggled in between PA and Melford on Highway 3. Oh, I know. The Weldon Ferry, very well known. What are you laughing at, Lynch? It's a boat.
Weldon Ferry. No, 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 no. Don't answer that.
Lynch is making inappropriate jokes from the couch. Point three of the Magnificent Seven show topics. The Buccaneers have bumped their ticket prices by 15%. Have they not learned anything amid the pandemic? Again, as I've said each and every day this week, the National Football League has chosen not to participate in the pandemic.
Yeah.
They're just ignoring that it's even there.
I know. And so many people lining up for season tickets and renewing their tickets. And all of a sudden, it's cool to be a Bucs fan again. Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I know some friends. Derek Ryan, the general manager of Bell Media Saskatchewan, is a Buccaneers fan. I know a few. Jared Kalinchuk. We call him Shrek because he looks like Shrek. But when they reveal themselves to be a Tampa Bay fan, they're like, because you often say, who's your team?
Yeah.
To your bros. And they're always like, Tampa Bay. That's always the reaction you get. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
They never stop being fans.
No, of course not. But now it's cool to be a fan. And, you know, it's tough because, I mean, I'll wear the gear even if the team's not very good and be proud of the team. But because the Titans haven't been very good, they've never been a real contender until now and recently in last season. But you just kind of hide, and we want to sit back. And then when you know they're going to be good, now I'll puff up my chest
right.
and be confident.
It's like Leaf fans.
Right. It's kind of the same thing, except we always think we're going to be good. So it's a little.
That's what's annoying about you guys. So I've been to Tampa Bay many times, never thought I'd ever be, and then ended up going there lots. And one of the times that I was there, got to know a Tampa Bay Buccaneer season ticket holder, and they had a deal. This was 2013. The Buccaneers had a deal, a longstanding deal, that if you buy season tickets to the Buccaneers, it's a guarantee from the franchise they'll never go up in price. As long as you renew every year, you'll always be locked in at that first price. Always.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Cool.
So, when I talk about being a man of faith, I tweeted from my recovery account here this morning that I believe, and I've been saying it, started saying it a week ago, that the pandemic is God's way of reminding everybody who's in charge. It's not everybody. It's not NFL teams. You're not in charge, okay? You may think you're in charge, but you're not. And it's not just NFL. Notice how this has really brought the sports industry to its knees.
Yes.
It's brought all of economy to its knees, but sports is particularly affected.
Yep.
And the Buccaneers aren't paying attention, and they raise their prices by 15%. I'm just bringing up that coinky-dink.
Yeah.
2.4, Randy Ambrosi's comments yesterday, basically saying nothing is certain at this time in the Canadian Football League. You're starting to see some interesting comments come out from players. James Wilder Jr. tweeting the other day that he didn't know whether he'd be paid or not, which I think is a fair question. Everybody's asking that. Bo Levi Mitchell saying on Sportsnet Fan 960 yesterday, or at least this week, that players are starting to get fearful for the season, and not just whether it's going to be played or not. Bo, my good friend, brought up a really good point. We got players coming in from Italy. We got players coming in from Germany for training camps. What are they bringing with them? That's from Bo.
Wow.
Fair question, isn't it?
Well, it's fair. Absolutely, it's fair. And it's not like it's in. It's not about CFL 2.0. It's not about trying to say, hey, look at these guys over here. We don't want you, anything like that. But this is scary times, because first people to be quarantined are people who have traveled overseas, right, to try and limit the spread. So it's an absolute fair question.
I'm doing all I can to stay in the order of my Magnificent Seven show topics, because the fans are writing within the comment section. I've brought it up on my Facebook on my laptop. So Tom Brady's deal is for $50 million over 2 years with a guarantee that he will not be franchise tagged for those 2 years, I guess, if he's eyeing an extension. Jason in Red Deer says, what do you mean tag him? Forgive me, but I'm not a big NFL fan. The franchise tag is the team will just slap it on you. It's one a year, right? And you will be paid the average of the top three salaries at your position in the National Football League. For whatever reason, players don't want that.
I know.
I don't really know why they don't. The Dallas Cowboys just did it with Dak Prescott. So they take the top three salaries of NFL quarterbacks. He gets the average of that. What is wrong with that?
It's pretty good.
And players don't want it. So Tom got it in his contract. The Buccaneers are guaranteed that they can't put a franchise tag on him for the next 2 years. He's 43. How much time does he have left?
Right. Wants the ability to be able to control where he's going to go. And that was the deal with New England. He could have went back to New England. If the Patriots wanted to, they could have put the handcuffs of the franchise tag on Tom and forced him to come back and play in New England. They could have used the franchise tag on him and said, look, you're playing here another year. And then you have that whole year to negotiate a long-term deal. But Robert Kraft publicly came out and said, you know, we don't want to. We are Bill Belichick, you are not allowed to use the franchise tag on Tom Brady because he's like a son. And if he wants to stay, we want him to stay. If he doesn't want to stay, I don't want to force him to stay, right? And I respected that from the New England Patriots, from Robert Kraft. Now, if Bill Belichick didn't offer him anything and he didn't want him, then they're gone. But it was, I like that. And Tom obviously wants the freedom to be able to go to LA if he wants, or go back somewhere else, or go where he wants to go.
It is the rollout for flooring superstars. We're not going to get to all of these topics, and that's just fine. John Frenzy will be joining us in the bunker coming up, and Darren will adjourn until later in the show. I will mention point five was, will Charleston Hughes hit 28 sacks before the end of his career and becoming number one all time? That was Nick Lewis brought that up because he interviewed Charleston for his latest podcast. That's become our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. That very question, will Charleston Hughes reach 28 sacks and become the CFL's all-time sack leader? For some reason, there we go. My Twitter was a little slow. On Twitter, 61% of you are saying yes, he will. There's a lot of positive Pete's out there today, John.
Yep, that's good.
61% of you saying, yes, Charleston Hughes is going to become the CFL's all-time sack leader before all said and done. Lynch is saying he might get more. So there's that. And I just got a notification here. Shoot. From one of the several that I get. Bill Daly, the NHL's deputy commissioner, vice president. Bill Daly saying the possibilities for the ending of the NHL season are almost endless. That's what he said. I don't want you to leave, but we're trying to be responsible here with the social isolation and not putting you and Lynch side by side.
Yeah.
But you're liking the idea. Like, the NBA is talking about like a tournament. Am I right?
Well, I think that what they're doing is more charity. I don't think they're doing this to
right,
handle
right,
NBA
right, right,
trophy.
Right, right. So my point is, and I don't think the NBA and the NHL are consulting on how the two of them are going to do it. But if the resumption of the seasons don't lead towards handing out the Larry O'Brien Trophy or the Stanley Cup, I don't care. Don't come back. Don't do it just for the sake of entertainment. But that's what what the NBA is talking
about. That's what they're talking about. And depending on what you did, that isolation's key. And it's like Big Brother. It's like, you know, being on lockdown. Once you leave the house, once you leave the quarantine area, you're out. You can't come back. You know, but it's a big road trip. And if you can get everybody together, the ability to quarantine everybody and have that safety and security of people who have tested negative for the COVID-19 and to play games, that's easy. That's easy. It's do they want to do it? Can they do it? And, you know, and will people watch? And I think they will. But it'd be tougher if you're talking about doing every team in the playoffs and everybody else, because now you all have to be quarantined basically together.
Okay, Darren, we'll see you later in the show.
See you later.
John Frenzy in the bunker next, and we'll continue the Magnificent Seven show topics on the way. Dave Naylor from TSN, Kelly Bates of the BC Lions, the voice of the Regina Pats, Phil Andrews, and we're still hoping for Bryant Mitchell, wide receiver of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to talk about the arrival of TB12. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, coming to Game Plus Network in April. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina. It's the best time of year to receive the biggest discounts, highest trade values, lowest payments, and hundreds of brand new vehicles to choose from. Get a special $1 over invoice price on all remaining new 2019 vehicles. Plus, get into a brand new Ford Escape for just $22,296 plus tax. And save up to $20,000 on 2019 Super Duties. Only for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Did you see the intro there, Lynch? It was you and me and Big Bird.
Very impressed. Looking forward to being in Big Bird. And you say April 1st, eh?
Very impressed. Yes. I rolled up to pick up Lynch this morning, and you were disappointed that I wasn't in the Jeep.
I told Marge you'd be in the Jeep.
It's minus 20 with a wind chill.
She said, niece, not that silly, John. You are, but Rod is not. I thought that was quite a big play.
Your wife knows me very well.
Yeah, she does.
Well, we are like family. There's no doubt, all of us together. And speaking of that, let's before I get to the sports update this morning, can you please explain to everybody why you're here today? And you're a little surprised that anybody would have a concern with that.
Yeah, I am. I am. I want to come on. This is my regular day to come on. I want to come on. I really can't believe how big this has got, that somebody my age is jeopardized by going anywhere. You should just stay in your bed and put your covers over you, I guess, eh? And pillow over your face and do nothing all day. I mean, it's ridiculous how it is, but I appreciate people being concerned, but there shouldn't be any concern because I'm in great health right now. Probably the best shape I've ever been in my life. And feel great, so there's no reason for me to be in a worry point, or you or anybody else concerned with the station. We're going by the rules too, distance-wise, etc.
Yep.
We talk on the air, so it's everything up front.
I appreciate that, and the one thing that your wonderful wife Margie said to me was, "I believe mental health is very important too, and it'll be good for John to go on your show."
Right.
So here we go. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Frenzy.
Mental health can be a problem.
It can. Absolutely. So to the sports update, the Kelowna Rockets have secured ice into June for a possible Memorial Cup tournament and are also looking at hotel blocks. BC's public health officer, Dr. Bonnie Henry, has put a ban on events with greater than 50 people until the end of May, but that could be revised, canceled, or extended. Currently, the Memorial Cup is currently slated to begin on May 22nd, runs through May 31st in Kelowna. Vegas Golden Knights owner Bill Foley announced Thursday organization-wide efforts to assist part-time game day employees and arena hourly on-call staff who were previously scheduled to work the remaining Golden Knights home games at T-Mobile Arena through the end of the NHL's regular season. The Golden Knights organization, players, and Vegas Golden Knights Foundation will combine resources and planning to support those employees who may miss shifts due to the pause in the NHL season and pledge a minimum of $500,000 to these efforts. Leading the player contributions is goalie Marc-Andre Fleury, who's personally committed to donating $100,000 cash, Frenzy.
Yeah, that's great.
The GOAT is going to Tampa. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have addressed their starting quarterback situation in the boldest way possible, signing the player commonly referred to as the greatest of all time. Put pen to paper this morning, Tom did. He's known nothing but winning in his two decades in the NFL, including 6 Super Bowl championships, 17 division titles, and an NFL record 219 victories as a starter. Couple local notes, the Regina Pats Hockey Club has announced all unused tickets for the club's last home game scheduled for March 20th against Moose Jaw will be honored for a future home game next season. And in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and following the guidelines put forward by the Saskatchewan and Canadian government, the Regina Red Sox will be rescheduling their sports dinner featuring Matt Stairs until October the 2nd, 2020. And that is your Friday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. They are closed temporarily, by the way. They would like to inform their patrons. And for Red Bull Canada, watch out for the Red Bull Wings team to make an appearance at the Rod Peterson Show on-location events throughout the summer. Red Bull has launched a new Peach Edition, which is exclusively available at 7-Eleven and Loblaws, Superstore, and No Frills. Red Bull gives you wings. Okay, our first guest on video chat this morning is the CFL on TSN's Dave Naylor, TSN Insider, joining us, I can only assume, from his home, looks like it. Good morning, David. How are you?
I have my girlfriend's home about 40 minutes away from where I live. So
somebody's home.
So those are the only two places I'm going these days, guys.
No kidding, like everybody else. As long, well, I see the guys at TSN are rolling back into action in terms of the insiders and so forth, and yourself. You've been very active on Twitter. Can we just start with the topic of the day or of the week of Tom Brady to the Buccaneers? Did you see that coming?
I mean, when it was brought up, it made some sense just because it looked like Tampa Bay was prepared to make a change in that position. I mean, that's the first thing you've got to do, right? When you heard San Francisco is a rumor, you're like, is San Francisco really going to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo, or even Tennessee, where they ultimately committed to Ryan Tannehill, for a guy to go somewhere? Again, look, I think there's some risk here in the Brady thing. So I don't think teams were going to – I was always skeptical of the idea that a team would want to shuttle out a successful quarterback to bring in 42-year-old Tom Brady. A team that has said, okay, we've gone as far as we can with this guy. And you look at what Tampa Bay was able to accomplish last year with a quarterback who threw 30 interceptions. You look at who the head coach is. I think those things they all made sense. Now, all that said, and as you know, Rod, I'm not quite as much of a contrarian as you are on some topics, but every once in a while, I like to stick my neck out on things. And this one, I will not be surprised if next year the New England Patriots make the playoffs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do not.
Well, I guess that's going to be the next topic. And by the way, I don't know what your girlfriend's cable or Wi-Fi provider is, but you are mucho excelente, Dave, compared to normal.
Okay, great.
Well, the question next is Belichick. I mean, because everybody's saying how good a coach is he? We're going to find out without him and Tom. Basically, you're saying you'd take Bill over Tom?
Well, I would. And by the way, since I'm a Bell Media employee, it is Bell. So I should probably
okay.
put that in there. Brought it
right.
Up. I would at 42, right? I think there's not been enough attention paid to the fact that Tom Brady is 42. Okay. And where I'm going here is the idea that he's not been injured, you know, at this stage. But that's what ends most careers of great quarterbacks who demonstrate longevity into their 30s. It's not that they can't read defenses anymore. It's not that they can't throw the football anymore. It's that a 26-year-old who's 285 and 6'4", running with all of his strength and speed, lands on you. And I don't care what kind of milkshakes or protein you're taking, your 42-year-old body is not built in any way to sustain that. So that's the issue that I think that is the biggest risk of signing a 42-year-old Tom Brady. So, yeah, if Tom Brady's 35, I'd choose the quarterback. Look, and honestly, at 40 or 39, I would have chosen the coach. But when we get into 42, I mean, there was a great stat being thrown around the other day on ESPN. Tom Brady is the first player to play 20 years with one team and then change teams. There's only been three guys in history that have played 20 years with one team, okay? One of them was a kicker. You know, the other one was Darryl Green. My point is just that Tom Brady is such an outlier. How long do you want to keep betting on an outlier? I wouldn't at this stage.
Dave, John Lynch here. Let's talk about Mr. Bruce Arians, the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How do you think he felt when his boss came in and said, "We are going to sign Tom Brady tomorrow. He will be your quarterback." What would he feel? What would a coach like him? He's a great coach himself, as you know. What do you think he thought, though?
Well, before I answer that, John, just good to get together with you again here virtually. I always think of our time back together in Las Vegas in 1994, the first CFL game in Vegas, Saskatchewan, right. Vegas, Anthony Calvillo, the quarterback, overtime, all that. Anyway, those are my memories of sharing time with you that jumped out to me. Look, on Bruce Arians, I'm sure he loved it. I mean, you know, if you're a head coach and you say, "I'm going to give you an opportunity to work with the greatest quarterback of all time," and he's excited to work with you. Yeah, I think that would be undoubtedly inspiring to him. And again, looking at a team where they feel like he's, you know, they're not that far away, despite I believe they were 7-9 last year. So no, I'm sure this was something that you would get excitement in the building from everybody about. And as Arians is a coach, most coaches, as they believe, can always unlock something about a player. Not that Tom Brady needs a great deal of unlocking, but they always see things in those players before they get them that they think they can add a little bit here, or they can give them some advantage or some edge here. I'm sure Bruce Arians has studied Tom Brady for a very long time, and would be more than excited to get his opportunity to work with him.
Dave, I appreciate the NFL talk for sure, and the fact that you keep so close to the NCAA, NFL, and of course the CFL. How do you feel about the NFL's approach here, which I've seen as all systems go, full steam ahead? It certainly looks that way, as opposed to some of the other sports leagues.
Yeah, I have some mixed feelings about it. I guess ultimately, they're not putting anybody in danger, and that's the bottom line for me, right? The NBA was. Had March Madness played, they would have. Had the NHL continued to play, they would have. I, you know, there aren't visits going on with teams. All of these deals are being done through, you know, whatever, interviews through video conferencing, deals through electronic means. I don't think you can criticize somebody for continuing business as long as they're not putting anybody's health or well-being at risk, or society's health or well-being at risk. And I guess the only the only issue beyond that is optics, right? What do the optics look like when you're now seeing $100 million deals in the middle of a pandemic and people losing salaries and unemployment potentially soaring and basically the world as we know it not functioning? I understand that. I guess these deals are going to happen at some point. It would be more chaotic for the NFL if their calendar started to move, and it may eventually have to move. We'll see where we get to. I'd assume there's not going to be OTAs in May, things like that. But overall, I don't have a huge problem with what the NFL is doing at this stage.
And to the question that I think the bulk of our viewers and listeners are waiting for, and that is the CFL's approach. You've obviously been in close contact with him in the last 24 to 48 hours. Where's the CFL amid the pandemic?
Well, I mean, they had initially, there was some discussion about, hey, let's keep team facilities like the workout gym and things like that open because we want guys coming to one place where we can control their activity while they're here. Their safety precautions, all those kind of things, as opposed to them splintering off to, you know, public gyms or where places where they may have memberships or friends may have memberships or things like that. I don't know how many public gyms are open right now. I think the answer is zero. So that's no longer an issue. But I guess just generally, there are a couple of schools of thought on this one. I mean, I think the league looked at it and said, okay, because you can be contagious while being asymptomatic, obviously if you have a player who comes in and is working out at the gym, and all of a sudden, 5 days later, after he's last been there, turns out that he tests positive or comes down with symptoms, you know, you could have an epidemic on your team spread through a gym. And I know there's wipes and all those kind of things, but we also know that nobody's 100% sure, you know, this thing transmits. We're learning more all the time. So that was one. I did hear that one team, I guess because in some places, the ownership may have shut down the team facilities before the league sent the mandate. So I did hear there was one team that said, hey, we all need to be under the same rules because my guys can't come into the facility and work out, and other teams they can, and therefore when this thing ends, their players are going to have a competitive advantage from being working out at team facilities for weeks or months when mine have not. Now that would seem kind of, you know, small-minded in the world in which we live, but I guess in football, we know everybody likes to get an edge and nobody likes to see somebody get an edge on them. And that was at least part of the conversation, if not part of the final decision making.
Well, will those camps all be monitored? Will somebody be watching?
Pardon me?
Will camps be monitored to make sure this doesn't happen?
Boy, we're getting into real speculative kind of talk. You mean like over the months, you mean who's making sure the facilities aren't open?
Yeah,
I don't think so. I mean, I think everybody's just being told, because this is coming at the presidential level, right? Like it's like, and the governor's level, where basically the owners and the team presidents are being told to do this. So it's not like you've got to monitor, you know, 200 people. You got to monitor nine presidents. So don't open your facilities to players. And I would think that if that word ever leaked back to the league at some point that players were in using facilities after the league mandated not to, you'd probably see fines, you know, and that would be, I think, the alternative to, you know, monitoring the situation.
I think it's interesting too, David, lastly, before I let you go, Randy Ambrosi's comments in the statement to 3Down and then the letter to the fans. Yep. In the 3Down story, he said, you know, the league said they remain hopeful the season will start on time. When you don't know, I think you can either be positive or be negative, and they're just choosing to be positive because how could anybody say that they know? How could anybody say?
Nobody knows. And I'll just share this with you guys just to kind of demonstrate this. And believe me, I am by no means an authority on this. I am flying blind like everybody. Nobody has references for this. But I brought up the conversation with some of my colleagues at TSN the other day, said, if you had to guess what day we will next see a live sporting event in North America before fans, like a full house, like a full baseball stadium, a full NBA arena, full NHL arena, full CFL stadium, whatever it happens to be. I'm not talking about a game played in a bubble. What's the next date we're going to see that? I have no idea. I made a guess. You know, my guess was August 15th. I have no idea. That may look ridiculous in two more weeks. Maybe it won't look so optimistic in two more weeks. I don't know. But I think that certainly the people that I talk to in the world of sports and the people that I work with, I don't think anybody's anticipating, you know, back to normal by mid-May. That's certainly the sense I get.
How about empty arenas and stadiums?
Well, I mean, that's a possibility. You know, that's, and in fact, when I was talking to Farhan Lalji, my colleague, we were having this conversation, and that was the first thing he said to me is, well, what about stadiums where there are no fans? You know, like I said, well, I hadn't really split it into two categories. I guess, you know, again, the UFC did that for a week. It would certainly seem more plausible, but I still think before you do that, we would have to be way past the worst of this, right? Like on the way back. And that's kind of where I think we're all waiting to see. Like, what days do the numbers and the number of deaths and things like that not keep going down? What day does now we're boomeranging kind of back in the other direction? And that's when I think those kind of decisions, you can't even begin to consider those kind of things until we're headed in that direction, you know, for a while.
Just for fun, last question. Let's just assume the Grey Cup's played in Regina. Who do you think's in the game?
Okay. You know, actually, I will throw, and you probably have some time to fill right now, so I'll throw you what I think is the greatest question off-season CFL right now. And if I was hosting a panel or, you know, working on a panel on TSN right now to talk about this season, this is the question that I would throw out. Ready? Who finishes fifth in the West Division?
Whoa. Whoa. Lynch, okay. You go first.
Let me walk through it, okay?
I'm saying BC. I'm saying Calgary. This is Calgary. You're going to finish fifth, Dave.
Whoa.
Okay, so here let's walk through them, okay? Just have some fun with this for a second. Is it the defending Grey Cup champions? Is it the defending division champions? Is it the Calgary Stampeders, who haven't had a losing year since when? Is it the Edmonton Eskimos, who I think on paper right now have the best record, have the best roster in the CFL on paper? Is it the Edmonton Eskimos or the BC Lions, who are going to see Mike Riley in his prime finish last for the second straight season? There, every one of those is kind of a fascinating possibility. Somebody's got to finish fifth, guys. I don't know who it's going to be. That to me is the kind of the debate stir of this CFL offseason. But okay, back to your question. The Grey Cup, played in Regina, is being played by.
You got him.
Edmonton and Hamilton. How's that?
Edmonton and Hamilton. Wow, you're buying in on the Milanovic thing and Trevor Harris. Hey, cool. By the way, there are no wrong answers at this time, but who cares about my question? I'm still stuck on yours. Who would have picked BC last year? Not me.
Not me. No, not at all. I mean, we all knew that they had some holes, but you know, we all fall into the line of thinking that, you know, a healthy Mike Riley, I don't know when he was healthy till about what week 15 or whatever, that you know, you're at worst, you know, you're going to be a 500 team. I think if I'd said that at the start of the year, hey, Mike Riley's healthy all year, what's the Lions record? What were they, 2-10 at one time or 1-10? Nobody would have said that.
Yeah.
1-10. Yeah. And that was because, you know, Chris Rainey didn't know where the back of the end zone was in Toronto. And in fact, he did know where the back of the end zone was, but in Toronto, it's 3 years shorter, 3 yards shorter than everywhere else. So, you know, other than that, they're 0-11. So, I mean, it's hard to fathom, you know, given that Riley missed the playoffs in his last year in Edmonton, that, you know, what happened last year. And you think, are you telling me that Mike Riley at ages 33, 34, and 35, which I believe is what he is not going to play a playoff game? That's a pretty outrageous statement. I mean, given who he is and how good he's been and how healthy he's been, actually, other than at the end of last season, that would stun me. I can't believe that BC is not going to be able to figure out how to get more out of him. But again, move on to somebody said to me, Winnipeg. And I'll tell you, here's where Winnipeg, it could be Winnipeg, okay? Let's forget for a moment. Let's rewind to October of 2019, last year, before the Zach Caleros trade, which I think was like October 11th or something like that, okay? If I told you on October the 10th, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will go into the 2020 season with their quarterbacks of Zach Caleros and a guy behind him who's thrown three passes or something thereabout, would you say they're taking a substantial risk? I would. I still think they're taking a substantial risk. Look, Zach Collaros, the story was great. He played four fantastic games, or four, you know, games that were good enough to, when he played on a team that had a great run game and a great defense and wasn't turning the ball over. I'm not taking anything away from him. He won the Grey Cup, and it's one of the great stories of CFL history. But I don't know if it erased the risk that he presents as your starting quarterback, which you guys know all well enough in Saskatchewan through two seasons, and the guy behind him has never played. So I do think Winnipeg is potentially a vulnerable team if anything should happen to Zach Collaros early in the season, especially.
I'd have said Winnipeg too, but we're trying to get on the air on TSN 1290 Winnipeg, so I won't pick Winnipeg. You get that.
But, you know, I dropped that on 1290. And
I know how, trust me, I know how that goes over. But, you know, just the last thing, this kind of has a reporter's feel to it. I bet you missed that show and that format. And you said your number one question would be who'll finish fifth in the CFL? Because you love the league so much, right?
Oh, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah. Just talk about that. Just your passion for the CFL, that if you were hosting a show, that might be your favorite topic.
Well, and honestly, it's when I hosted radio for 5 years in Toronto, 3 years on the afternoon drive and two on the mornings with Michael Landsberg. And one of my frustrations was that, you know, that's a local show. That's a Toronto-based show. And I often said, if we programmed the show based on what I wanted to talk about versus what people wanted to hear about, it would have been a lot different. and it's one of the frustrations here is that, you know, the market is not as engaged in the Canadian Football League as I would love to see it. And at a certain demographic, there's a lot of people that aren't engaged in it at all. And it's one of the things I'm very grateful for, that I work for a national platform, you know, that my Twitter followers are spread across the country. I jokingly, when I ran into Roger Aldag and Bob Poley in Mexico about 10 days ago, and we posted a photo up, I said to Roger, I said, I got 34,000 Twitter followers. I think half of them are in Saskatchewan. So this will get a good response. But I know I love the league more today than I ever have. I love the people in this league. It's a joy to cover. It's the only league where the fans come up and thank you for covering the league. Believe me, they don't do that when you cover other sports. And I look forward to getting back to it at some time. But at this time, I'll be honest with you, right? It's hard to have really serious conversations about football stuff and make it sound like it really matters while this stuff's still getting worse. I struggle with that. It really, you kind of got to pick your spots and think about your tone. But that to me is a struggle right now.
Well, if I may, any mental health professional will tell you that in a state of trauma, which is what the world is in right now, sticking to your routine is one of the top three key points. And we're sticking to our routine as far as talking sports. The NFL's doing it. That's why I don't have a problem with it. Initially, I did. But now I understand.
Yep,
this is making people feel safe. This is making them feel a little bit of normal. So if that helps you in how you look at it, you know, hang on to that.
Well, and it's true. And even, you know, my producer, my immediate supervisor producer at TSN is a guy named Brett Bailey. He's in charge of all content. He coordinates all the content on CFL at TSN, from our pregame shows to our web stuff to the Sports Center stuff to digital, everything. He's the guy who knows, so the left hand knows what the right is doing. And he's my first phone call every day. Like at 9:05 Eastern time, him and I talk every single day. You know, with rare exceptions. And we decided that. We talked at the end of last week and said, hey, I'm going to call you every day at 9:05 because I need to start my day just kind of knowing what's going on in TSN's world from CFL perspective, knowing what I can do to contribute it. But there's also, I just need that normalcy, man. I need to call you every morning just because that's what we do. So that's what we do. Sometimes it's a longer call. Sometimes it's a shorter call this week. But it has, as you suggest, I think we all got to be thinking about our mental health here. Anything you can put in your day that gives you that feeling of normalcy, I think is worthwhile.
Exactly. David, thanks for the time. Stay safe. I appreciate so much what you do for us, and hopefully talk to you here in the spring.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you, Rod. Best to all your viewers and listeners.
All right. TSN insider Dave Naylor joining us. And listen, when we come back, you're going to tell me about you two in Las Vegas together covering the Riders. Can you remember that?
No, I sort of forget.
Well, you got to think about it. You got 2 minutes. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, coming to Game Plus TV in April. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Sud's Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is a Football Friday, and we are live in episode 197 of the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's only live morning sports talk show, coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. John Frenzy's with me in the bunker, and we're going to get to what I think will be a very entertaining story time with Frenzy. But I just want to read a couple of text messages here on the Prairie Mobile text line. They're at 306-840-8777. That is 840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized Sastel Mobility dealer. Families trust Prairie Mobile. That's where we get our phones from. From Irene in Saskatoon, she says, have a great show today. I need to social distance today, so I am going to the office to work in the basement. Ken is watching. So that counts as two viewers, Lynch, in one household. Thank you to Ken and Irene in Saskatoon. Can everybody do that?
Social
distance. That would double
distance.
Our viewers. Who would have thought, eh?
Terminology. Social distance. How much you're away from your mate or anybody else. You can only be by yourself. 6 feet, eh?
Well,
you can't within 6 feet. I mean, that's... It's getting pretty hairy, you know, pretty silly.
I know.
Thing, but that's the rule they want. We'll see what happens.
Safety first, and we're observing it here.
Safety first, and we're observing it here. We sure are. You measured it out with that goddamn tape measure you have.
Say what?
With that tape measure you had, you measure that out.
We didn't, man. We just guessed. This is at least 6 feet between Lynch and me. Anonymous texter writes in. He says, I got my order of G2G bars last week, starting to binge on Corner Gas to get some humor. Classic. We can all help someone who needs it during this time. There's no doubt. And I will say G2G Protein Bars. This is the company that Ben Cahoon reps. I believe he's the sales manager. He's in charge of Canadian sales. Yeah. Ben Cahoon.
Good for Ben.
G2G Protein Bars. They're the best I've ever had. I'm not joking. Yeah. And for our viewers, it's a 20% off discount by using the promo code RP Show. Fresh, All natural, healthy, and delicious. Four different flavors. Our favorite is the chocolate almond, but there's chocolate, coconut. Well, those are the only two that I eat. I don't know what the others are. 20% off for our P-Show viewers. Go to g2gbars.com. Thank you, Ben Cahoon and crew, for your support. There was a guy stopped me in the gas station the other day, and he had a beard, John. He had long hair. He looked like an athlete kind of guy. And he goes, Roddy, you and Pat McAfee are getting me through this, the pandemic.
Yeah.
So do you know who Pat McAfee is?
Yeah, I think I do.
Former punter in the NFL.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. And he's got his own show on YouTube. So whatever it takes, yeah, we're hoping to provide some entertainment for you. Not information, per se. Just a diversion, as NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said the other day. And if it's myself and Pat McAfee, that is quite an honor, I must say. Now, we did have some fun the other day, Frenzy, talking about the U.S. expansion, because there's a book coming out on the Baltimore Stallions by author Ron Snyder. It's actually available right now on Amazon. Baltimore Stallions, Brief Brilliant History, I believe is what the thing is. But Vegas.
Oh, we went down.
You went down to Vegas.
I went down.
I think we got time.
Margaret and I
tell
went
the story.
Down. Jimmy Oliver, John Lipp. And Dave Naylor was in the back with us, and he was working for CBC then. Went down the middle of July 1994 to see the Rough Riders play the Vegas team, the Vegas, I forget their name.
Posse.
Vegas Posse. Anthony Calvillo was the quarterback. Can you believe that? In his first pro game after graduating from the University of Utah. And we got down there on a Thursday, and the game was a Thursday night. Beautiful night. We went to the park. We went to the park with Andy Melanini, the owner of the team. He took us there in buses. We got there. We got in our seats. Only one thing.
No fans.
Oh, yeah. Hot. Hot, like you wouldn't believe. Like all the equivalent 100 above. And people from Saskatchewan, that's too much. And they're coming, and the Vegas Posse were coming to Regina in November. First week of November. So he suggested to the owner there that, why wouldn't you guys switch that? You go to Regina now, and we come down here in November. Why now? He said, well, the fans here want to see the football. They're very enthused about it. 22,000 fans. They're a pretty good stadium.
Boyd Stadium, yeah.
Yeah, out of town. We went to it, and it was a pretty good stadium. And everybody was as going as we were, and the Vegas team was favored. They actually only played two games together before that. Riders had played four, two exhibition and two regular games. So we got going in the game, and we're just unbelievably hot. So the owner of the Posse himself walked around and sprayed us. Everybody. I mean,
he sprayed the whole crowd, didn't he?
Yeah, the whole crowd. I mean, that was classic. You never see something like that. It was ridiculous. And we're laughing about it. Game was pretty close. Riders held the lead at the first half, and then going in the second half, they deteriorated a bit.
Elgard said it went to overtime.
Yeah, it did go to overtime. But starting the game, they had to have the national anthems of both teams. So somebody had to sing the national anthem of Canada. And they got David Parks to do it. Casey Parks to do it. Well, they got him finally. That'd be great. Love him. Great. Great guy. Great. Who is he? Nobody knew who the hell he was. Nobody knew who he was. So he got up to do.
Some Vegas lounge singer, probably.
So he got up to do O' Canada. And he ripped O' Canada. He murdered O' Canada.
O' Canada.
I could have sang it better. You and I could sing it better. It was hilarious. And we all kill ourselves laughing. And after that was over, he left and went, and we all laughed. The game wasn't bad. Went overtime. Elgard had a great game. Vegas had a pretty good team. We were all just wet, drenched. We're wet. It's so hot. And, of course, it didn't get any better.
That's your Vegas story.
Yeah, no. We got back to the hotel. What happened?
Still going.
We got back to the hotel. We all changed our clothes, went down to have something to eat.
Of course, you got to go out on the town.
That's right. And Dave Naylor couldn't believe the trip so far, and he thought it was just hilarious. And they had what the Riders did and what Dave Park did. Parks, the singer, came over to us and said, I didn't realize the song. I thought I knew the song. I went through it 20 times before tonight, but I didn't know it. I got it all wrong, and I'm all unapologetic.
He panicked.
Listen, I want to come to Regina. When we go to Regina in November, and I want to sing O Canada when we get back to Regina. And I will promise you I'll sing it right. We all thought, oh, boy, this is going to be great. And he went and took that idea further to our president. I don't know who it was at the time. But they accepted it, and he came up for the final game in November. And he sang O Canada at Mosaic, or at Taylor Field, I guess what you want to call it then. And he was good, really good. He got the words down pat, and his singing was real good. So we all laughed at him and said, hey, that's a real great thing to do. But wow. I was surprised that he didn't know O Canada. I was shocked.
Well, a professional would have known it.
Yeah.
Look, great story, Frenzy. Thank you. And thank you to Dave Naylor for bringing it up. I want to introduce one of our viewers. Damon Allen has logged in from Toronto when he's watching. And I know our producers have said, don't call people out for watching. Well, in the case of Damon Allen, a Canadian Football Hall of Famer, I want to say hi to Damon. Is that okay? And you're here every day with us, Damon, right here on the desk. So thank you, Canadian Football Hall of Famer Damon Allen, for joining us. Coming up in hour two, Kelly Bates, BC Lions offensive line coach, is going to be with us. Phil Andrews, the voice of the Regina Pats, will be with us to tell some stories and join the frivolity. And we're waiting to hear from Bryant Mitchell, wide receiver of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who's a friend of the show, has been on before and just re-signed with the Bucs yesterday to talk about the signing of Tom Brady. So we're hoping to have Bryant Mitchell in hour two, but we'll be back. Frenzy with us. It's a Football Friday. Hoping to entertain you. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, coming to Game Plus TV Network in April, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. The Capital Auto Mall has over 550 used vehicles, and they've all been repriced to move. Right now, get the certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala LT for only $21,511 plus tax. Or check out the certified pre-owned 2019 Buick Encore Preferred All-Wheel Drive. It's only $23,911 plus tax. Only for a limited time at Canada's number one GM certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.